Al-Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Tonight, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, my dear brothers and sisters, we will be discussing a topic which revolves around Al-Iman, and in particular, the belief in the last day. As Muslims, it is known that we believe in the next life, and part of the belief in the next life is to believe in everything that happens in the next life, from the judgment, from the resurrection, from paradise and hellfire, and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receiving the books and so forth. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will order the great angel Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet for the first time. As we know, Israfil is the angel who is entrusted with blowing the horn or the trumpet. And he blows it for the first time, and by doing so, everything that is alive at the time dies. Then he is commanded to blow the trumpet again, or the horn again. And with the second blowing of the horn, the creation is resurrected out of their graves. And they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, and the horn will be blown, and whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth will fall dead, except whom Allah Azza wa Jal wills. That's regarding the first blowing of the horn, that everything will die from the first blow. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, then it will be blown again, and at once they will be standing looking on. Look at the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. He says that the horn will be blown again, and then they will come out of their graves and they will be standing looking on. Meaning what? Waiting. They will be waiting for the judgment. So when the people come out of their graves, the gathering begins. When the people come out of their graves, my brothers and sisters, the gathering begins. And the judgment begins, and they will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Azza wa Jal has explained in the Quran in many verses. And from those verses, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدًا. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking about the muttaqeen, the pious. Allah Azza wa Jal says, on the day we will gather the righteous to the Rahman, to the Most Merciful, as a delegation. So the righteous, my brothers and sisters, they will be with Allah. Ila Rahman, meaning with Allah Azza wa Jal, when they are gathered. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says after that, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we will drive the criminals to hellfire in thirst. The criminals, the disbelievers, those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be driven, Allah Azza wa Jal says, driven to the hellfire. So when the people are gathered, my brothers and sisters, and they are standing waiting for their judgment with Allah Azza wa Jal, they stand on a day which is equivalent to 50,000 years, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us. They will be standing on a day which is equivalent to 50,000 years, waiting to be judged for their actions. Can you imagine that stand? Can you imagine standing in a position waiting for Rabbil Izzah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you to account for your deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, by your Lord, He makes an oath by Himself. By your Lord, we will surely question them all about what they used to do. Every one of them will be questioned. A promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the reality, my brothers and sisters, that we will be resurrected out of our graves. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make us stand and wait on a day which is worth 50,000 years. Waiting for the judgment. Something we must try to comprehend. We cannot comprehend it, but we must try. After the people are questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and judged by the greatest of judges, after this happens, the results are given to each person. Everyone receives his results. Each one will receive their book. If he passed, his book is given to him in his right hand. And if he failed, his book will be given to him in his left, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And their destiny will be shown. It will be made clear to the person who he is from. Is he from those who have succeeded? Or is he from the losers? Is he from the saved or the wretched? It becomes clear on that day. Then, my brothers and sisters, a bridge is placed for the creation. The bridge known as the Sirat. A bridge which Allah Azza wa Jal will prepare for the people to cross over the hellfire. And those who believed in Allah Azza wa Jal and worshipped Allah, they are able to cross it. And those who disbelieved in Allah, from the hypocrites and whoever else, they are not able to cross it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that every person will pass it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and there is none of you except he will come to it. Meaning the bridge. Everyone will come to that bridge. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this is a promise. This is upon your Lord a certainty that has been decreed. It is certain. There's no doubt about it. My brothers and sisters, these are not only stories. This is a reality that me and you and every person is going to face in the next life. This bridge. What is this bridge? This sirat that is your test in order to decide whether you pass and enter Jannah or if the person falls into hellfire, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from the hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters, It is the believers and the hypocrites who will reach this bridge. The believers and the hypocrites, they will reach this bridge, and they are the ones who are going to walk on it. The believers will pass, and the hypocrites and those who disobeyed Allah without repentance and whatever else, they fail. This bridge, my brothers and sisters, and this is what we mainly want to speak about tonight. The Sirat, the bridge. This bridge, it is so terrifying. When a person looks at the bridge, it is so terrifying, my brothers and sisters, that the prophets and the messengers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the saying of the messengers on that day, at that moment, is Allahumma sallim sallim. Imagine the prophets and the messengers, who are the greatest of people, the greatest of the creation. When they see the bridge, they will say Allahumma sallim sallim, which means, oh Allah, make it easy, make it easy. If that is the word of the prophets and the messengers, then what about the rest of the people when they see this bridge? When they see the hellfire raging beneath it, what are their words going to be? What will the person who was neglectful of his deen say? The one who did not pray, what's he going to say when he sees a bridge with the hellfire raging under it? The one who indulged in riba, the fornicator, the murderer, the one who drank alcohol, what are these people going to be saying when they see the bridge? If the best of people are going to struggle, and they're going to be making this dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, then what about the rest? My dear brothers and sisters, this Sirat, at that time, no one will be able to speak except the messengers. That's how terrifying the Sirat is. It's something we cannot comprehend now. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us certain descriptions about this Sirat, which Allah has promised that every person will come to it. From those attributes of the Sirat is, number one, it is slippery. The Sirat that is over the hellfire is slippery. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the feet are not stable on it. Can you imagine this? Not only is it a bridge over hellfire, but it's slippery as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the Sirat in the hadith, and he said it is slippery. Those were his words. This is something scary, my brothers and sisters. Every person will be facing this. Also, from the attributes of the Sirat, my brothers and sisters, is that the Sirat, this bridge, it has hooks on its sides. Hooks that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared in order to take whoever Allah commands into the hellfire. So when the people are on the Sirat, if a person is destined for the hellfire, those hooks do their job. They take him and they throw him in. And this is what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. He said in the hadith, on the edges of the sirat are hooks which are hanging, ready to pull whoever they are ordered to. Look, they're just waiting for Allah's command. These hooks, they're waiting for Allah's command. Allah says, take him, they take him. This is the reality. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared. And don't forget that verse. No one except that he will face it. Everyone faces the sirat. It is also from the description of the sirat, my brothers and sisters, is that it is thinner than hair and sharper than a sword. Subhanallah. Not only is it a bridge over hellfire, and not only is it slippery for the feet, but it is also thinner than a hair. And it is sharper than a sword. That's why, my brothers and sisters, nothing will allow you to pass the sirat except your a'mal. It's not your physical body. Yeah, you physically cross it, but it's not the strength of your body. It's not, wallah, your ASICS shoes. Nah. It's your deeds. Because without your deeds, it's impossible. Think of it. Think of something thinner than a hair. And it's slippery at the same time. Who can cross something like that themselves? It's impossible. But it's your actions. It comes down to your deeds. And that is why in the hadith of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I was informed that the sirat is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. When he says informed, by who? By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the sirat. It's slippery. It's long. It has hooks. And it's dark. On top of that, it's dark. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah azza wa jal will send two things to stand on each side of the sirat to testify for or against the person regarding them. What are those two things? The amana, which is the trust, and the rahim, which is the ties of kinship. The trust, my brothers and sisters, and the ties of kingship, Allah sends them at the corners of the sirat. And when the people come to the sirat, they testify the trust. The trust that many people break when they are entrusted with something. The trust stands there and it says on each person, oh Allah, he fulfilled me. Oh Allah, he broke his trust. Can you imagine that? Same thing with the ties of kinship, with the rahim. It stands and it says, oh Allah, he kept me. And oh Allah, he broke me. This is a severe warning against the one who breaks either one of these two things, the trust and the rahim. How many people in families go months and even years on end without speaking because of a conflict that happened between them? Where is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? knowing that these two things are going to testify at that moment, right before you cross, whether it is for you or against you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the amana and the rahim will be sent to stand on the sides of the sirat. This is what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And they witness to the one who fulfilled them, and they witness against the one who neglected them. Who is the first person to cross the sirat? Who knows? Shaheed? No. Who's the first person from the creation to cross the sirat? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. Because in the hadith he said, the sirat will be placed over hellfire, and I, along with my nation, will be the first to cross it. My dear brothers and sisters, imagine the umam, the past nations from Adam alayhi salam until your time, waiting behind you, and you're the first. You are the first to cross it. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in front of everyone. As we mentioned, my brothers and sisters, the sirat, remember, try and keep its description in your head. It's thin, thinner than a hair, and sharper than a sword, and it's slippery, and it has hooks. And as we mentioned, it is also dark. And because the sirat is dark, my brothers and sisters, people are given a light, like a torch, to help them cross the sirat. Otherwise, you can't see. How are you going to see something thinner than a hair in the dark? Is it possible? It's not possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the people a light. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, each person from the believers and the hypocrite, both the believers and the hypocrite, will be given a light which they follow over the sirat, which has hooks on its sides. Subhanallah. Even the munafiq, the hypocrite, is given a light. Yes, Allah gives the believers and the hypocrites light, and they cross over. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hypocrite's light turns off. Can you imagine that? This is a punishment for nifaq. That he's on the sirat thinking that he's saved and he's got a light, and then Allah makes his light turn off. This is a punishment for them for what they've done in this world. And the believers are saved, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He then said, the first group to cross the sirat, look at this description. He said, the first group to cross the sirat, their faces are like a full moon. Allahu Akbar. How can it not be like a full moon when they just passed that test? Imagine your own face. Imagine the happiness in your heart when Allah allowed you to pass over a raging fire beneath you. How would your face be? No doubt it's going to be like a full moon. And remember one thing, my brothers and sisters. This light that Allah gives you to cross the sirat, it depends on your deeds, how powerful the light is going to be. Huh? Depending on your actions in this dunya, that decides how strong your light is going to be. Are you going to have some big massive headlights or what? All depends on your actions. And that is why in the hadith, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will be given their light in accordance to their deeds. The people will be given their light in accordance to their deeds. He said, some will be given their light like a mountain. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine your light on the Sirat like a mountain? Clear. Why? Because of the Iman. He said, some will be given their light like a mountain, and some will have even more than that, he said. Even greater than a mountain. He then said, and some will be given their light like a palm tree, a big palm tree. It's not a mountain, but it's a palm tree. All depends on your actions. He then said, and a person will be given his light on his big toe. Subhanallah. His light is where? It's on his big toe. Yani as he's walking, his toe is lighting up the path for him. Because his iman was weak. He didn't do as much deeds as he could have done in this dunya. But it's lighting up the way for him slowly. His toe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And on top of that, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in the hadith? He said it turns on sometimes and it turns off sometimes. This light on his toe, as he's on the sirat, it's turning on and off. It's not constant. He said when it turns on, he moves, and when it turns off, he stops. Because he can't see. My brothers and sisters, build your light. Build your light for the next life. By doing righteous deeds. So the people's light differ according to their deeds. And not only do the lights differ, my brothers and sisters, but it is also the speed that one crosses the Sirat that differs between the creation also. Some people cross quicker than others. And who does not want to cross that Sirat quickly? Everyone would want to cross quickly. It's dark. It's slippery. It's sharp. It's thinner than a hair. There's hooks on the sides. Your light might be strong, it might be weak, it might be turning off, it might be turning off. Who does not want to cross quickly? Everyone would want to cross quickly. But it all depends on your actions. It all depends on your deeds, my brothers and sisters. And that is why in the hadith, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that some people will cross the Sirat in a blink of an eye. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? Like that. Close your eyes and open them, and he's crossed. Why? Because his iman was high. He worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal the way he deserved to be worshipped. He lived as a mu'min and he died as a mu'min. So when it comes to the Sirat, he crosses it with the blink of an eye. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and some will cross the Sirat like lightning, which is still very quick. Some will cross like lightning. And some will cross like the wind. What do you notice, my brothers? Bit by bit, it gets slower and slower. From those with the highest of iman to those with the low iman. It all depends. Some will cross like wind. Some will cross like the quickest horse. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Some will cross like the quickest horse. He said, and some will cross like birds, and some will cross like camels. Some will cross running. They cross the Sirat running. He said some will cross walking. And some will cross crawling. Allahu Akbar. Some will cross crawling. You might think that whoever crosses crawling is the last. He's not. There's actually people even less than that that will cross the Sirat not even crawling. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said some will be dragged. He cannot even cross by himself. He needs help. The malaika actually drag him on the Sirat because his iman was very weak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the last to cross the Sirat is a man. The last one to cross the Sirat is a man on his stomach. He's flat. He can't move. He's on his stomach. And that man, he asks Allah a question. And he says, oh Allah, why have you made me so slow? People crossing in the blink of an eye. And this guy is on his stomach. And he asks Allah, why have you made me so slow? And what does Allah respond to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, he says, it is not me that made you slow, but rather it is your actions. Allahu Akbar. It is your actions. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, if we do not witness the value of our deeds in this dunya, we're going to understand its value in the next life. On his stomach. After the people have crossed the Sirat and the people who are destined for Jannah enter Jannah, the people who are destined for the hellfire for eternity, they enter hellfire. Once the people have crossed and the huquq have been settled and the people of Jannah have entered Jannah, and the people of hellfire have entered hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings death in the form of a sheep and he places it on the Sirat. He brings death in the form of a sheep and he places it on the Sirat and he orders for it to be sacrificed. And by doing so, death no longer exists. It's eternity now. Those in paradise will dwell in paradise for eternity, and those in hellfire will be in hellfire for eternity. This is the reality that every person will face, my brothers and sisters. And the question is, the golden question is, how does a person survive that Sirat? It's very simple. The scholars have said Allah has two Sirats, one in this dunya and one in the akhirah. The Sirat of the next life is that bridge, and the Sirat of this dunya is his deen, as-sirat al-mustaqim. The scholars said, if you pass the sirat in this dunya, Allah will allow you to pass the sirat in the next life. This is what it comes down to. How much of your actions, how much of your deeds, how much of your worship are you gonna do for Allah Azza wa Jal? If it is plenty, then do not fear the sirat of the next life. But if you on the sirat in this dunya is weak, then my dear brothers and sisters, fear the sirat of the next life. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us on that day. Wa jazakum Allahu khair, wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Support the spreading of beneficial knowledge. Donate to Al Bayan Radio today. Account name Al Bayan. Westpac BSB 032361. Account number 394419. Wa jazakum Allahu khairan.